Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for December 24th, 2022, Christmas Eve, is based on Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is We Tell This Story. Our second reading, it comes from Luke in the second chapter. An introduction. God's greatest gift comes as a baby in a manger. Angels announce the good news of great joy and proclaim God's blessing of peace. A reading from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night where we get to hear the story that we have been waiting for all of Advent to hear. Tonight's the night that we get to hear the story of Emmanuel, God coming down to be with us. Tonight's the night that we get to hear the story of the birth of Jesus. We've heard this story maybe hundreds of times in our lives, but each Christmas we continue to gather together to hear the good news. We've gotten a little peek at the Christmas story before tonight. It's been fun throughout Advent to hear the birth narrative through different perspectives when we've been reading children's books during the children's time. But the birth narrative is often embellished and spruced up to make it a happy-go-lucky story that makes us feel all warm and fuzzy inside when we read those children's books. And my guess is that there is a lot more we associate with the birth narrative than there actually is in Scripture. Here are a few examples. If you're brave enough, shout out the answer. What did Mary ride into Bethlehem on?
Donkey.
Ooh, a donkey, right? How many people think donkey? Yeah, guess what? The Bible doesn't tell us. It doesn't tell us, right? We all assume a donkey because that's what we've seen everywhere, but the Bible doesn't tell us. Oh, what kind of shelter was Jesus born under? Stable, right? How many people think stable? Guess what? The Bible doesn't tell us. That's right. Born in a manger, but guess what? Many people had mangers in the bottom floor of their home where they brought their animals in at night. Well, okay, what shone over Bethlehem the night Jesus was born? Star. How many people think star? Guess what? The Bible doesn't actually say that. We are told, go back and read. The Bible tells us that on this night we just read, right, that an angel comes to the shepherds and has them go to see him. But later on we hear a star shines in the night that the magi come and follow. Okay, so how many magi showed up? Three. How many people think three? Guess what? The Bible doesn't tell us how many magi showed up. All we know is that the magi came and they gave gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So we assume that there's only three, but who knows? There could have been more and they doubled up on the gifts or went Dutch. What day of the year was Jesus born? Okay, here's where we get some different answers. People are catching on here, right? Yeah, the Bible doesn't say that Jesus was born on December 25th, right? But there have been different days all throughout history where people have tried to say, I think this is the day Jesus was born. This is the day Jesus was born. But eventually the church settled on this day to celebrate. So why do I bring all of this stuff up? Because sometimes I wonder if we get all caught up in the glitz and glam of the Christmas story that we've made Jesus' birth into. Looking at the simple birth narrative in the books of Matthew and Luke, in hindsight, it's pretty easy for us to talk about how cute or quaint it all was as we open up our little Advent chocolates for the day and put up lights about our historically imprecise nativity sets. But amidst all the cultural iterations and commercial layers of the holiday season, what about the Christmas story still captivates us? Why has it been preserved throughout generations and across cultures? Why is the nativity of Christ so important to our faith? What does this story that we like to tell us about God? The obvious answer is that the birth story tells us that God loves us. For God to come down to us, to show us love in a tangible way, well, that shows us God's love. And in the birth narrative, where so often, but not always, birth is cause for great joy, we see that God comes to us in that joy. But if we stop there, I think we lose some of the real power in this story. Because while this story may seem simple to us in our lives 2,000 years removed, it was far from easy for Mary and Joseph. God could have chosen any place and time in which to enter the world. So why did God choose a time and place that was fraught with danger? God could have chosen any way to come to earth. So why did God choose to come as a vulnerable baby? God could have chosen any woman of stature to carry Jesus. So why did God choose a young, poor, unwed woman like Mary? God seemed to choose all of the worst case scenarios for arrival. And that is exactly why this birth narrative is so powerful. God shows us that God will show up in the midst of our hardest times and will suffer alongside us. God loves us so much that God will be there even when it seems impossible or unlikely. God is with Mary as she has to tell Joseph the difficult news that she is now carrying a child and it's not his. God is with Joseph when he makes the difficult decision to take Mary as his wife, despite how that might affect their status in the community. God is with Mary and Joseph when they have to make the week-long, treacherous journey by foot from Nazareth to Bethlehem. God is with them when their only option to find shelter is among the livestock. Despite all of the difficult things that Mary and Joseph go through, God is with them. God's arrival here with us reminds us that God so loved humanity that God is willing to traverse the difficult portions of our lives with us in order to love and care for us. The birth story is more than just picturesque scenes and joyous carols. This story is the beginning of a longer narrative that climaxes in Easter and yet still continues today. A story that shows us the lengths and depths that God is willing to endure to show creation that God's love for us is ever expansive and never failing. To me, that's why we celebrate the birth of Jesus this night. I pray that tonight and every Christmas hereafter, you continue to find deep meaning and a deeper understanding of God in this story. Hopefully, it is a story that at any point in your life, whether you're at a high or a low, that it will bring you comfort and joy and hope. It is a story of God's unconditional love for all of humanity, played out in Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and you. That is a story worth sharing. Merry Christmas. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.